Chrysler and Daimler-Benz confirmed today that they plan to combine their companies in what would be the largest industrial merger ever. In a joint statement, the number three U.S. carmaker and the German luxury car manufacturer said they have agreed to combine their businesses in a merger of equals. At a press conference today in London, Daimler chairman Jürgen Schrempf and Chrysler chairman Robert Eaton both said the merger will result in a strong global competitor.
We will have the size, the profitability, and the reach to take on everyone.
Each company was a strong competitor, very profitable, and could have grown independently. Together, we believe the potential is literally unlimited.
NPR's Don Gagne is in Detroit. Don, how important is this deal, and how much is it worth?
This is a huge deal. It is worth more than $35 billion. Some estimates put it double that and even higher. But even beyond that, what it does is it changes both the shape and the character of two of the industry's biggest and most recognizable companies. You think of the brand names that they sell, Mercedes, Jeep, Dodge, Plymouth. In the process, what it's going to do is have an impact on competition in two of the most important markets where vehicles are sold, the U.S. and Europe. And it will also have an impact on the potential future markets in places like Asia and even China, because they've got the money to really invest and go places as they pool their global resources.
What does each car maker stand to gain from the merger?
You know, Chrysler gets European access. Their market share there is a paltry 1% or so, and they've really struggled to increase it beyond that. And they do have some products that, you know, it's reasonable to think that they could be popular there, minivans and some of their small cars, but they just have not been able to get distribution. So by affiliating with Daimler, they'll get that. Daimler gets U.S. access for its Mercedes nameplate in ways that they had only dreamed of in the past as well, because of the distribution system that Chrysler has set up. Though we have been told today at this briefing that there will not be a co-mingling of Chrysler and Mercedes products at single dealerships. You won't have the neon next to the, you know, top of the line $100,000 Mercedes coupe. They'll still have their separate brand identities through dealerships. Now, beyond that, Alan, analysts say that the key is not just so much their complementary product lines, but where they will go when they combine their strengths. And Chrysler is really good at developing innovative products and getting them to market quickly and marketing them well. Daimler, meanwhile, quality is their big thing, and their engineering, and the two companies have a lot to teach one another along those lines.
What about Chrysler workers? Any concern for layoffs there?
You know, the United Auto Workers Union has reserved comments, saying they really want to study this. The Canadian Auto Workers Union, that's a completely separate entity, has actually embraced it. But at the press conference today, the two chairmen were asked specifically if there would be layoffs because of consolidation of manufacturing facilities and the like.
The result of the merger will be the opposite. We see tremendous opportunities on both sides of the Atlantic. And our workers know that the opportunities will, in fact, actually create jobs and not reduce jobs.
Now, analysts do say that there are still possibilities of white-collar cuts because of some duplication. But again, the two chairmen today tried to downplay any possibility of that.
Word of this just came out less than 24 hours ago. How did they manage to keep it so secret?
That's the big question. They've been negotiating since January. Even analysts were caught by surprise, and they pride themselves in knowing everything that's going on at the companies. They just kept a very tight lid on it, and amazingly, it didn't leak out until this week.
You expect that other major American automakers will look for international partners?
You know, people are already wondering if Daimler and Chrysler aren't looking for an Asian automaker to add to the partnership. Analysts are saying that this could really be the start of a huge consolidation in the industry. We could have five, maybe six mega companies controlling all of it in a decade or so.
Can I turn in my Cherokee and get a Benz?
You can get the Mercedes-Benz hood ornament for the Cherokee. It's a lot cheaper still, I think.
NPR's Don Gagne in Detroit. Our thanks to member station WDET.